going for 7.5 years. We want to honor you and say thank you, Lenny Evans. This is such a brilliant, inspired call. And their suggestion was somebody that I've been thinking about having on the call tomorrow. And this man is a millionaire in the company. He's so accomplished. You've seen him all over. I mean, he's a success coach, a success guru online. This man is really, he's been with the company. We've been neck and neck or side by side or locking arms, but on different teams. An amazing, inspiring millionaire in our company. I get to turn the call over to Drew Berman. Drew, are you there?
I am here, and good morning, and I am fired up, and I am fired in. We had an amazing cross-team event this past Saturday. Our team, Freedom Solutions team, and Rhonda's team all rallied together in Connecticut, like a 300-person event. And I want to share with you some nuggets from that event. I have three really, really great people who have been plugging in and coming to events. They wanted to share what they got out of the event. And then I learned a valuable lesson about 3 weeks ago that I'm gonna that's been working 100%. And we've had, like, literally it's been 180 degrees for me since I learned this one strategy. And I'm going to share it with you in a moment. But first, Jen Miller, are you on the call with us?
I am. Thank you, Drew.
You're amazing. You're an entirely different person this last 30, 60, 90 days, 6 months. You said you specifically had some really great feedback about this particular Saturday. Can you give us 90 seconds of what you got out of this particular Saturday event?
Absolutely. Well, of course, it's always amazing to be together with Isagenics people. So one reason I go to events is just to be with the Isagenics people and the energy, because it just pumps me up to go out and kick butt in my business. But one thing that Rhonda Collier had us do as far as an activity was to make an actual phone call of someone and set an appointment with them. And that was one of the most amazing things that she could have done for me, because I called someone on my chicken list who happened to be a firefighter, and he was completely open and receptive to the whole idea of toxins. And he said to me, he says, Jen, you know what? We actually have three people on our squad right now that were just diagnosed with cancer. Have cancer, he said, would you want to come in and do a presentation for the whole squad? I said, absolutely. So for me, that little activity pushed me out of my comfort zone, and I'm so glad that that happened.
And Jen, you had some obstacles going into the event. In fact, for a moment, you almost got taken out of the event. You have little baby twins. You had some stuff going on, but you made it anyway, and great job, because some people weren't able to make it because of obstacles, and you didn't let obstacles stand in your way, so great job.
Thank you.
Pat, are you on the phone? Mariel, are you on the phone?
Pat's on the phone. Sorry, the mute button.
Pat, you drove 3 hours one way to attend this event, and you said it was a great event for you and worthy of your time. Can you give us 30 to 90 seconds of why the event was good for you and what specifically you got out of it?
I will. Thank you very much. So I am 6 weeks into my Isagenics life. And very excited. Three things. It was great to hear Dr. Paul talk through all the nutrition and really have a better understanding about why our program really differentiates and stands out in the crowd. So I got a lot of great sound bites to practice and rehearse and feel more comfortable as I learn and ultimately become a mentor. So that was one. Number two, I was able to stop and I made sure I met and introduced myself to the leaders, the people who are up on the panel on the stage. So I had some great one-on-one time with Lisa, who shared a wonderful tip around, you know, my question to her was, your rearview mirror, what's some of the best success, the fast start advice that you have, because I really want to accelerate my learning and my onboarding. And that was brilliant. And the third thing was talking to strangers and helping each other brainstorm about where to reach out and expand our circle of who you know and how to ask and how to bring it up. So I literally left that day, that evening. I was out celebrating a birthday with friends and started talking to the bouncer and the bartender at a place where I was. And the next day I went and I have an appointment with my golf starter at my golf course and his wife. So I picked up 4 appointments and just the motivation I received that afternoon within 24 hours picked up 4 appointments. So a lot of great inspiration in all different levels.
Excellent. And Pat, prior to Isagenics, you had never been involved in network marketing before, correct?
Oh, digital marketing and traditional sales, but never network, well, almost level marketing, no.
And David Wood had a 40-year professional of network marketing, and he said that almost 100% of the people who have been successful in 40 years of network marketing, the week before they got involved in network marketing, they had some kind of opinion. It was usually ignorant, neutral, or negative about the profession of network marketing. Would you say that is accurate for you as well, Pat? The week before coming on board, what were your feelings of this type of profession?
Yes, all three of the above. People fear what they don't know.
And coming on board since has been a good move?
Oh, my God, fabulous. Really,
excellent.
Really. And my daughter just texted me she released 17 inches in 18 days. She's a college junior, so I just got a little shout-out from Delaware. Very excited.
Excellent. Fantastic. So baby boomers and 20-somethings are being attracted to us. And lastly, Charlie, are you on the call?
I am.
You drove 3 hours one way to attend this Super Saturday, and you said it was particularly great. What, can you give us 30, 60, or 90 seconds why this was a great event?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, meeting some of the people I'm already friends with online in person is just absolutely phenomenal. And one of my most powerful takeaways, and I don't know if you were planning on speaking on this, was such a powerful takeaway for me from Lisa. She shared that if you want to make some money, sell products. If you want to make good money, sell business. If you want to make great money, sell events.
That's right.
Is something that every time I go to events, I always have a list in my head. I was like, oh, my goodness, what if so-and-so was here? What if so-and-so was here? Because they would shift. I cannot duplicate the energy on a three-way call as I can when they're actually in a room of 350 plus or whatever the number is of people who have experienced Isagenix, product or business.
That's right.
So,
and, you know, what I'm learning is you either have reasons or excuses. You can't have both. If your excuses are you can't come to the event because of X, Y, and Z, well, some people, there were 250 people at that event, and I guarantee you 250 of them had obstacles in getting there. But the people that were there got value, and the people that weren't, they missed it. So here's the lesson I've learned in the last 3 weeks that has changed everything for me. And I've been doing this for 9 years. And really, 3 weeks ago, we had an aha moment, and we've been implementing it. And it's actually been a legitimate game changer. Here's the good, the bad, and the ugly, and here's the truth. Most people, as good-hearted as they are, and as they want to do this, when they're new, meaning less than a year or two or three, they really have, they're a little clueless, in not a bad way, but it's like if I were to start dentistry or if I were to start learning the guitar or if I was starting to learn Japanese, for the first couple months, year or two or three, I'd be somewhat clueless. Now, we've been getting people started meticulously over the last 3 weeks, and it's really broken down. I've realized that people, Udonna and team and everyone listening, when they get started and they raise their hand, they say, yes, I want to do this, there's a lot of stuff involved. There's their self-talk. There's their time management. There's their belief. There's their product experience. There's knowledge of navigating through the tools. There's knowledge of navigating through the comp plan. There's language. They get tongue-tied. They don't know what to say to the warm market. They don't know what to say to the cold market. They don't know which websites to choose. And we just say, here, go. Here's isagenixbusiness.com. Good luck. That's like Udonna coming to me and saying, Drew, I want to learn Japanese. And I give her a 4-inch book that says, learn Japanese, and say, start here. Call me when you're a third of the way through. So what I've realized is that people need to be told specifically what to do quickly with time frames. So I got an email this morning. I'm going to read you the email back and forth because I think it's profound. I wrote, hey, Tab, great to see you yesterday. Hope you got some value. What are two or three times that you are available so that we can take 15 to 20 minutes to set you up for success, taking into consideration your pain and your upcoming surgery? She writes back, I enjoyed Saturday. I like the personableness of the smaller venue. I have to say it was a big relief to hear so many people say they would help with anyone I bring in while I have surgery. It is very important to me to set up a good team and be a good leader to them. These are already stellar, successful business people and athletes. I was really worried about not being able to support them in the way they should be supported if I was going, or if I was out of the loop temporarily while I have the surgery. I would really like to plan out or talk about our approach to some of them and the product with our new NSF accreditation, as some are referrals from existing and some know me from insurance. As I'm branching out with my connections, they are really expanding my connection line to top-notch individuals, athletes, mentalists, expansive business owners. I expect myself to be fully qualified for their level and not be seen as a newbie, so I guess, in short, my presentation will be very important to me, as well as my ability to be a great leader to them. I'd like you to help me hone that skill while we work together. I don't care about hearing a no or many other blocks I hear. I care about sounding like a complete idiot. So here's my block. I can talk about insurance all day because it's my venue and I know it. I can talk to anyone and not feel like I can't handle their needs. I want to gain the same level of confidence knowing this product to deliver this in the same manner. I was truly amazed at how many of you said that you could step up and help me while I am recovering. I really appreciate that. I hear that we are a team, and not until Saturday did I start to feel the full impact of what being on a team could really generate. Any evening this week, Tuesday to Friday after 7, I look forward to working with you. So I realized right there that this is the biggest problem we have in Isagenics. It's the ego. This woman who's brand new, I mean, she came to Celebration. She took more notes than anyone on my entire team, half a notebook full. And she's been stuck in the ego, not wanting to be new, not wanting to sound like an idiot, and wanting to have the highest level of professionalism. And that is what stops most people. And that is not how to win in Isagenics. Here's what I wrote back. Okay, let's shoot for 7 tomorrow night. I'm glad the team aspect is finally making more sense. In fact, let me clarify even further. If your fear is sounding like an idiot and not being a good leader, that is the recipe for self-sabotage in this business. In this business, you can be new and honest for a long time. The quicker you realize that I am a leader because I have been doing this for 20 years and you are new and honest and vulnerable, the more authentic you can be in the marketplace. The best thing you can do is check the ego at the door and introduce people to me or Gary or Jenna with speed, with velocity, by being honest with your learning curve. So please go today to our crawl section of our team website, ourfreedomsolutions.com, and listen to the 6-minute audio from Zach and Eden about edification. All you have to do moving forward is get good at A, making appointments, B, edifying and introducing your upline support team, and then putting yourself on mute while we present the opportunity. Between your upline support team and the training videos, you should not ever go to market with how much you know or don't know or think you should know or think how much you think they think you should know. Systems are duplicatable. People are not. The more you know, the more you speak. The more you try to teach, the less effective you will be. That's why this business model is the best one out there. Please respond with your thoughts. This is very, very, very important. And most people who struggle for this exact reason. Is this helpful? Is this clear? This is the breakthrough in the tips and techniques that will get you paid big time. So I hope what you're getting from me today is what's on my heart today, what I want my teammates to learn today, is that wherever your ego is telling you that you need to be a leader, it's taken me 20 years of leadership development, investing thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in personal development to be of any type of leader at all, where I even qualify a little bit. And I still use the tools, and I still use my upline, and I still mute myself out, because people aren't duplicatable. Systems are. The most underutilized, most effective, cheapest, freest, and least used and best tool we have is the three-way call. New people, I'm a little ego challenged. I know I'm a New York sales guy. I'm working on it. But in terms of being a student of this game, I submitted my ego at the very beginning when my millionaire upline said, introduce me, talk well about me, uplift me. It's called edification, and then put yourself on mute. I said, I could do that all day long, and I've been doing it for 9 straight years. Most people think they have to know it all, teach it all, and lead their team, and that's what stops them. And this is a very successful woman from the insurance world who's been with us about 4 or 5 months, and I sat next to her at Celebration watching her take pages and pages and pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of notes. And she hasn't moved her business anywhere since celebration. And then on Saturday, I saw her taking pages of notes, and I told her to put her notebook away and just be present and get out from intellect to heart and then introduce. She has 500 people on her list, and she's trying to figure it out herself. And she's in direct line with me and my mentorship. And I said, just introduce me to your top 10. Stop trying to figure it all out. Introduce me to your top 10. Put yourself on mute. So there we go. I hope this was valuable for you. I hope it lands on people, because for me, it's changed everything.
This is so important. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you said this, especially with people who are, you know, successful in the business world already. That you don't – I heard Mike Dallaire say this on stage once. He says – one of his friends called. He says, wait a minute, Mike. What do you mean? I just send somebody to a movie, and then you get somebody on the phone, and you answer the questions? And Mike says, yeah. He says, oh, my gosh, I can do that all day long. That's how easy it should be. When people – it's a recipe for literal disaster when people try to do it all by themselves. I do three-way calls all the time. I'm going to call you, Drew.
Please do.
I will. But I do three-way calls all the time because it validates my opinion. A three-way call is about 100 times more potent than just a regular call. I'm so glad you gave this instruction. And the instruction, Drew, about just sending people off to isogenicsbusiness.com, but telling them specifically, here's what to do, and give them a time frame.
Wait, you got it. Let me go a little deeper, okay?
Okay.
There's two ways to send isogenicsbusiness.com. I'm going to do one way that 99% of the people do, and then I'm going to do the right way, which I just learned in the last 3 weeks. Okay, ready?
Yes.
So you got it. You want to make money in this business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Go to isogenicsbusiness.com, and let's talk next Tuesday. Okay, so that was way number one, which 99.9% of the people do. This is what I've been doing only in the last 3 weeks, and this is working brilliantly. Ready, Donna?
Okay, tell me.
So you said you want to make some money in this business, right?
Absolutely.
How much money do you need to make a month to make it worth your while?
Oh, my gosh. Are you talking about soon, or are you talking about a year from now?
Start this month.
This month, let me see. Yeah, I don't know. Is $1,000 too much to ask?
Let's say you want to make $1,000 a month. How will that help you in your business right now, in your life?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I would have a lot of my expenses paid for. I could start paying off credit cards and things. That would be amazing. I mean, come on. I mean, even $500 or $600 would be great, but $1,000 a month, wow.
Okay, so let's say we can.
That would free me up.
Good. Yeah. Let's say we can show you how to make an extra $1,000 a month so you can start paying off your credit card bills. How many hours a week do you have to dedicate to building that type of business model?
How many? I have no idea. I have no you know, in my regular work, let me see, for me to make $1,000 a month, I got to be there, you know, almost 30 hours, 40 hours a week. I mean,
in your part-time business, can you dedicate 10 hours a week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if I could show you how to make an extra $1,000 a month and working less than 10 hours a week, would you be willing to get started?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay, great. So just like if you were to get a job at Walmart, whether it would have to be full-time or part-time. It couldn't be some of the time. So when can you work your isogenics business 10 hours a week so that you can make an extra $1,000 a month?
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. Let's if I get home from work about 5:30. I guess about 6:30 to 7:30, 8:30.
Okay. So 6 o'clock tomorrow is going to be our start time. Do you have a pen?
Yeah.
Great. I want you to write down isogenicsbusiness.com.
Okay.
Now, if I move to Japan, or if I get on a reality show, or if I disappear, everything you need to make $1 million is at isogenicsbusiness.com. Whether it's $5,000 a month or $1,000 a month. But what I want you to do, are you in front of the computer right now?
I am.
Okay. What do you see?
Do you want me to go to Isogenics Business right now?
I do, yeah. And on the top left, you should see Getting Started Here, the basic section. Do you see that? It's bright blue.
Yep, I see. Wait a second. Isogenics Business, I'm going right now. I see the Start Here.
Sure.
U plus two, then plus two.
Click that button.
Okay.
And there's what do you see?
I see a list of things. Make your list. Oh, there's a contact list underneath it. Oh, okay.
I want you to make your list.
Okay.
With that, print out the contact list. It's going to teach you how to jog your brain, and it's going to show you how to put 33 names on a list.
Okay.
I want you to do that at Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That's
okay.
the start of your work week. And then at 6:30, we're going to talk, and we're going to go through your next steps. Fair enough?
Okay. So all you want me to do is do the contact list? You don't want me to look at that that you learn how to get your products paid for? Just the contact list?
Just the contact list. And since you asked, yes, for extra credit, you can go to the U plus two, that plus two. It's only 6 minutes. Do both that Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I'll call you at 6:30.
Okay, great. Will do.
And this is what I'm doing with every single person, with every single conversation, no matter where they are in the business. I'm giving them a very, very, very specific action step, and I'm giving them a very, very, very specific time limit on it, and then I'm getting a very, very specific agreement that they're going to do it after we've gotten a very, very specific agreement on why they're doing it. And this has been working much better than saying, go to isogenicsbusiness.com. I'll talk to you in a week.
Do you have that written, scripted, those questions you asked, Drew?
They're really good, and I know, and we're trying to get the information out to the masses, but right now everything's moving so fast, and rank advancing is happening so fast, and consultants are breaking so fast, and people are going crystal manager in 12 days so fast that we're just trying to disseminate all the information as quick as possible. So I don't have it scripted, but we will.
That's okay. Would you – I know I talked about you. Yes?
Udonna, I'm recording this call. You'll have it all.
Okay, who is this? Oh, somebody on Drew's team.
This is Louis DiBianco.
Oh, Louis, good morning. Wonderful. Thank you. And Drew, let me ask you. I know
recorded.
Thank you. And Drew, we had talked about you coming on tomorrow morning. Would you come on tomorrow morning and talk some more?
Will you come on board our call tomorrow morning at 8:15?
I sure will. I sure will with bells on. Absolutely.
All right. Perfect.
I will. And whatever I can do to help you, Drew, you're amazing. I love this training. I just – the three-way call, guys, and enthusiasm trumps everything. To learn how – if you get wrapped up in trying to learn everything about this business, especially when you get started, you're going to be dead in the water. You want to go fast. What I like – I used to lecture about all that stuff. And you know what? It slows you down big time. Here's what I say now. This stuff, the science of this is so amazing and deep. It just works. I like to say add water and drink. That's it. Add water and drink. This amazing product. And, Drew, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. The value of the three-way call, and you've opened my eyes of being able to send people out and actually show them what to do and give them a time limit to do it. I want to know what's next. So we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, great. And
let me open up
go ahead.
I want to open up the call. Oh, I don't even think I muted it. I want to open up the call and say we'll do our 1, 2, 3 isogenics. Hold on just a second. Thank you, Avery. Thank you, Drew. Thank you, Free and Solutions team. Okay, here we go, guys. 1, 2, 3. Isogenics.